Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Afmem Dalar of Masech the Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Brisa's halacha, Mocha loy bayis, ein meir loy aleha. If a person sold someone a house and a third party presents a claim on the house, the seller cannot testify on behalf of the buyer. Mocha loy para, meir loy aleha. If you sold someone metaltlin, a movable item such as a cow, and a third party presents a claim on the item, the seller may testify on behalf of the buyer. Rav Sheshet explains the Brisa is a case of Gazal u'Machar. Reuben stole a field from Shimon, then he sold it to Levi, and now Yehuda wants to claim the field from Levi. Regarding Karka, Shimon the Nigzal cannot testify because he is Negea Be'edus, because through his testimony he can reclaim the field. While regarding Metatlin, he can testify because he is not Negea Be'edus, because through his testimony he cannot reclaim the item. Abai explains the Brisa is a case of Mechira. The item was sold legitimately. And regarding Karka, the seller is Negea Be'edus because Memneshim Amida Befnei Bal Chayvai. Through his testimony, the seller's Bal Chayv can confiscate the field for his debt. However, regarding Metatlin, the seller is not Negea Be'edus because Einam Amida Befnei Bal Chayvai. A Bal Chayv cannot confiscate Metatlin. The Gemara elaborates on the various ways that a Bal Chayv cannot confiscate Metatlin. The Machlik is regarding Hamoichir Sodel Chaveir Shloi Bachrayis Venimtsis She'ena Shaloi. If a person sold some in the field and he did not accept responsibility, or he sold them a metatlin for which there is no achrayas, and then it was discovered that the seller had stolen the item from someone else and it did not belong to him, does the seller become obligated to reimburse the lekeach or not? There is a machlekes regarding one who inherits an item that his father stole. Some say rishus yerish kirshus lekeach dami. The heir's jurisdiction is considered like that of a buyer, a new jurisdiction, and the heir is not obligated to reimburse the nigzal. While others say Rishus Yerish Lav Kirshus Lekeach Dami, the heir's jurisdiction is considered the original Gazlan's jurisdiction, and the heir is obligated to reimburse the Nigzal.